This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The historic second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump starts today in the U.S. Senate, with Trump accused of inciting insurrection a month ago by urging his supporters to confront lawmakers at the U.S. Capitol as they were certifying that Democrat Joe Biden had defeated the former president in the 2020 election. Now, the protest turned into mayhem as about 800 Trump supporters stormed past authorities into the Capitol, smashed doors and windows, ransacked some congressional offices, and scuffled with police. Five people were left dead, including a Capitol Police officer whose death is under investigation as a homicide and a rioter shot by a police officer. It is that tragic riot that forms the crux of the impeachment, Democratic and some Republican lawmakers blaming the former president for the insurrection and other alleged efforts to steal the election from Joe Biden. University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry says the trial could backfire on Senate Democrats.
Also be disastrous for them if there's blowback among the public who say they should have been working on COVID and the economic situation, and it was purely political. And so they could face blowback in the midterm elections coming up in 2 years.
The impeachment trial is scheduled to get underway just about 3 hours from right now. Germany, Poland, and Sweden yesterday each declared a Russian diplomat in their country persona non grata, retaliating in kind to last week's decision by Moscow to expel diplomats from the three European Union countries over the case of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Russia had accused diplomats from Sweden, Poland, and Germany of attending a demonstration in support of Navalny, now Putin's most high-profile political foe. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, a man charged in the U.S. Capitol riot worked for the FBI, according to his attorney. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Representing a man charged in the attack on the U.S. Capitol last month, says his client has a top secret security clearance and previously worked for the FBI. The attorney says 66-year-old Thomas Caldwell denies going into the Capitol and has physical limitations. In charging documents, prosecutors say Caldwell is a leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group who helped organize the attack. Charging documents include messages between Caldwell and others arranging hotel rooms in Washington before the siege and messages during the attack about where lawmakers were. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Myanmar police continue to crack down on demonstrators who've taken to the streets to protest the military takeover. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Water cannons used in Mandalay, Myanmar's second biggest city, to disperse protesters. Witnesses say at least two warning shots were fired to try to move on the crowds. In addition, reports on social media say police arrested more than two dozen people there. Decrees issued on Monday night for some areas of Yangon and Mandalay banned rallies and gatherings of more than five people, along with motorized processions, while also imposing an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew. It's not immediately clear if the regulations have been imposed in other areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran today launched a coronavirus inoculation campaign among healthcare professionals with recently delivered Russian Sputnik V vaccines as the country struggles to stem the worst outbreak of the pandemic in the Middle East, with its death toll nearing 59,000. At a ceremony marking the start of the campaign, Parzan Namaki, the son of Health Minister Saeed Namaki, received his first dose. The minister said the vaccination would be simultaneously carried out in more than 600 medical centers across the country. Last Thursday, Iran received its first batch of foreign-made coronavirus vaccines from Russia. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has banned imports of the American and British vaccines, a reflection of mistrust toward the West. U.S. rhythm and blues singer Mary Wilson, who rose to fame as a member of the legendary female singing trio The Supremes in the 1960s, has died at the age of 76. Her friend and publicist Jay Schwartz said Wilson died suddenly Monday at her home in Las Vegas, Nevada. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.